I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Project Trio is one of this nation's most unusual chamber ensembles, merging flute, cello, and double bass in ways that extend beyond genres, including elements of classical and jazz and rock and beatboxing and more. They've arrived from Brooklyn for a concert at the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts this evening in Eugene, and we have Greg Patillo on flute, Eric Stevenson on cello, and Peter Seymour on the double bass from Project Trio here in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, gentlemen.
All right.
Yes, good to be here.
Well, nothing I could say to describe your music would ever describe your music as well as the music itself. So let's dive right into a tune. What's the first thing you got for us?
Nights, we're going to play one of our oldest and funkiest tunes called Sweet Pea.
Project Trio. Greg Patillo on the flute, Eric Stevenson on cello, Peter Seymour on the double bass, live in the KLCC studios, live at the Jaquet Concert Hall in Eugene this evening. Well, that is definitely not a classical piece of music. What was the inspiration for that particular groove jam there? Who wants to talk about that?
Well, you know, this is Eric, and we're happy to be here. And that tune was actually written in Washington Square Park in Manhattan. And we like to take our music to public places, and we like to write and arrange our music in front of people. And one day, there was a really interesting chess player in the park. And while we were playing this funky jam, he always had this kind of like special dance for it, and he really appreciated it. So we named this special tune after this guy, and his name was Sweet Pea. And it's a really special tune to us because it shows off a lot of the extended techniques of the Project Trio, the beatboxing, the playing the cello more like an electric bass, a lot of fun and a lot of creativity.
In the public space, thought of that. I was looking out the window while you were playing the song. There was a woman dancing over at the bus stop across the street, and she can't possibly be hearing the session. And she was in perfect time the whole time. So that was just a remarkable moment there that no one else will ever know about.
There you go.
Right on. Well, Greg, on the flute beatboxing front there, you had a YouTube video come out a number of years ago, back in the ancient days of a decade ago, which is so long ago in the modern world. How has that impacted what you guys have been able to do as a trio since then?
Well, that's certainly allowed us to get our sound out there. It's enabled me to be able to even think to begin a career as a beatboxing flute player, whatever that could mean. I found as a young man when I was playing on the streets, you know, I grew up in Seattle, Washington, and the weather's like down here, it's real nice year-round. And I'd go and play at the Pike Place Market. And then I found that if I played lots of different genres and lots of different styles on the flute, I could get a lot of people interested in my music. And so I've never felt strange or held back from trying to dive in and experiment with these instruments. That's a message that the Project Trio brings with the flute and the cello and the double bass. All these instruments make crazy sounds, and it just so happens that the flute and beatbox go together real cool. And people seem to like that, you know, and I don't have any problem whatsoever practicing what other people like.
Improvisation seems to be a part of your game as well, not only in the performance, but in the teaching of workshops as well. That's something that's not often associated with particularly classical instruments and classical pieces. What does improvisation bring that is so important to you guys? It seems to be central. Peter, you look like you want to answer that.
Improvisation is a huge part of who we are and what we do. While the three of us were actually trained classical musicians, we all met at Music Conservatory at the Cleveland Institute of Music. We've always enjoyed every style of music. And when you hear a Project Trio show, we are trying to play every style. And since we have the bass and the cello and the flute, and no repertoire has been written for this ensemble, it made us write and arrange all of our own music. And we use improvisation as a tool to write music. We get together and we all sit in a circle and we sometimes just freely improvise away. And, you know, every once in a while from one of those improv sessions, we get a cool gem. Just like Sweet Pea, it kind of came out and we got a gem. And then we work on that and use our chamber music background, use our love of jazz, rock, hip hop, trying to bring all of those things together to create lots of different styles of music. So, we're using improvisation daily.
Project Trio live in the KLCC studios and at the Jaquette Concert Hall in Eugene this evening. What's the next tune you have for us today?
Actually, this tune, we were talking about improvisation, we wrote improvising. We just turned on an audio recorder and pressed record, and we just recorded free improvisations. And for a long time, this was just a file on my computer called audio1_06.
Great name.
It's a nice title. I like it.
And it would come up on shuffle as I would listen to my library at home. And something about this in particular improvisation was special. So we decided to almost transcribe ourselves and turn this into a slow kind of R&B jam that we call the Slow Berry Jam. Thank you.
Project Trio with Slowberry Jam live in the KLCC studios. You can find the studio version of that on their CD called Instrumental.
Yeah.
Well, you gentlemen have a passion for education as well as performance, it seems to me, both in workshops and a camp and a variety of things. Talk about, I know you had a workshop yesterday at the Shedd Institute in Eugene. Talk about what you teach in your workshops and that experience yesterday.
Education is a huge part of what we've done and what we do. We've been a full-time traveling, touring ensemble for the last 9 years, and we have probably worked with or performed for over 300,000 students. We believe strongly in bringing this kind of music, instrumental music, jazz music, classical music, out into the schools. Yesterday in particular was an interactive workshop, and there were a lot of musicians, and most of them more classically trained in the sense that they didn't learn to improvise. And so we kind of did like an improv 101. We call it You Can Jam, which is just getting together with your friends, getting together with people you like to make music with, and figuring out ways to play music together. And then from there, hopefully that gives them room to then go and write their own music and arrange their own music. So teaching that improvisation that we're talking about.
And as well as being in a trio context, as you are here and again this evening, you also work with orchestras over time in a variety of contexts. How do your thoughts on improvisation and all this genre-bending music transfer into the larger orchestral context?
We love playing with orchestras. Ever since our group started, we wanted to be playing in front of orchestras. The three of us grew up wanting to play in orchestras, and I have to say, having our own group and playing in front of orchestras is even cooler, man. It is so exciting playing on stage with that many musicians, and to be able to bring our concept of sound and ideas to that stage is really exciting. One thing the Project Trio, I think, really excels at is bringing a lot of energy to the performance at hand. And it's infectious, you know, like when you see us get into it, we don't hold back, and we don't hold back in front of the orchestra either. And so really it makes for exciting ensemble playing, and we're thrilled to be able to do it. We do it all over the world.
Where else do you want to take this form of improvisation, this form of musical joy, this genre-bending music? What's ahead for Project Trio?
Well, you know, as much as we love taking all of the different genres, what we've really created is our own voice in the world. And so as much as we think that we're still breaking boundaries and everything, I think it's time for us to reel it in and to just keep preaching our own specific, unique blend of music and to take it to as many different places around the world as possible. We've been as far away as Australia and Hong Kong, Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, all over Europe, and almost to every state in the United States. And we just hope that we can bring live music to people who are desperately seeking it, and especially this unique and creative type of music that has no genre and no boundaries. And we're just happy to be here and playing for you right now, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's Eric Stevenson on the cello with Greg Patello on flute and Peter Seymour on bass. Project Trio, they'll be bringing their music to the Jaqua Concert Hall of the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts in Eugene this evening, beginning at 7:30 p.m. More information about the event at theshedd.org and more about Project Trio at whatisproject.org. Want to take us to the top of the hour with a bit more music?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, we hope to see some of you guys out at the concert tonight. It's going to be a good one. This last one we're going to play is an homage to one of the musicians that has truly inspired us, and that is the great Django Reinhardt. And so this is a Project Trio original called Jang Gish.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.